For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will open up the season this week, traveling to Minnesota Duluth for a single game, joined by fifth-year Jackson Judding. Juts, you knew winning a championship is hard. What did you learn about how hard it is at this level to win one last year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is consistency out of our group. We didn't start the year off the way we wanted to, and then kind of kicked things into gear in the second half and learned that being consistent is really hard, and to do it on a week-by-week basis and get those results is really hard. So I think the guys coming back and the message to the new guys and the freshmen is to get the season off started on the right foot and get that consistency off from the beginning.
You got a lot of guys back. You graduated some guys have left. That's kind of the nature of college sports right now. You're always going to be dealing with new every year. What do you like about this new team?
I think they're hungry to win another championship or to see the championship that we won last year and replicate it this year. I think that was a big thing for them. I'm assuming last year looking at our team and winning that and then falling one game short. So I think that fuels the fire for them, knowing that they get to come into a team that it's a chance to defend one championship and then build to win the next.
How long does that kick in the gut last after losing to Michigan Tech?
Yeah, I think it lasts a while for sure. I mean, you still kind of think about it. We haven't played a game yet, so it's still that time in between the last game of the season and the first game of the season. So it definitely fuels the training in the summer, and a lot of guys went back home this summer with that feeling in the pit of their stomach, and you obviously don't want that to happen again. So to fuel the training and know that we're coming back here for to win that this year is big, important to us.
You transferred here and, at least from my perspective, fit right in. There didn't seem like it was a very difficult process. How have you simplified that process for the three guys that have come in this year?
Yeah, I think I've just told the guys just be themselves. They're brought in here for a reason. I was brought in here for a reason when I transferred. The coaching staff trusted me, and the coaching staff trusted them too. So our three transfers that we have this year are brought here for a reason. They're good hockey players. They know what their role is and what kind of player they are. So I think just being themselves and playing to what they know they can do is going to be important for this team.
As a captain, how have you tried to simplify things for that group of incoming freshmen too?
Yeah, I think just setting the standard from day one that we're a hardworking team, that we play to the identity of our team, and when you can buy into that process, we're going to win games. So I think that the seniors and the fifth years, even the juniors and the sophomores from last year, just seeing them come to the rink every day with that attitude of that hard work and consistency is going to get us a long way this year.
College hockey is so unique. In college football, they come in and they're practicing for 4, 5, 6 weeks, full-on practices before their first game. College basketball is going to have, 3, 4, 5 exhibition games. You guys drop the puck, and it is game on right from the get-go. How hard is that?
I think it's a bit hard, but it's also a little easier, too, that you can just jump right into it and not have that huge buildup like you might have going into an exhibition game or something like that. But the fact that we have one game too, just a Saturday game, I think it makes it pretty exciting that we get to jump in and play that first game and leave it all out there in on Saturday and then have a week before our next game. So I think just jumping right into it is going to be pretty fun, and all the nerves will get out right away.
Is there anything like the excitement of game one?
No, it's fun. Like I said, like the whole offseason and building up towards that first game and the last loss that we had in the Mason Cup final, fueling that all summer is building up for that game one, and then we'll go from there.
Best of luck.
Thank you.